to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and all that. Produced, posted, and hosted by people in recovery who have strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
Are y'all boys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, goblins and gremlins, and everyone in between, welcome to the Most High Show.
Yeah.
I'm your host tonight, Sarah with an H, filling in for Christian while he's off being a dad and a husband.
California boy.
Joining me tonight in the honorable seats of service, we have the David Cleope.
Hello.
And his friend, Gerald Orr Jr. Mm-hmm. He's got lots of names I learned tonight. And boy, howdy, do y'all have a story to share for us tonight.
Yes, we do.
Shout out to Chad on the ones and twos tonight. And
that boy's a producer. That boy's a producer.
And Leslie, all the way in California, still on quality control. And in studio, we have Alyssa helping us out on quality control.
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, West Coast Leslie. West Side Leslie.
All right, well, let's get started.
Let's do it.
Well, David, you've been on the show before.
I have. I've been here a couple times. Yes, yes, I have.
For our new listeners, go ahead and just reintroduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are.
All right. My name is David C. I'm a big friend of the show. I've been hanging out here for a minute. I just love the community here and like what kind of like organically happens. Oh, I don't know if it's that organically, but what happens here, I think, you know, Christian moves the dials a lot to, you know, make things happen for the Most High Show and the community around it. So I love being a part of it. I met him on this show, and he actually was a big part of helping me with my career. Mm. You know what I mean? He got me in the, he pointed me in the right direction to, you know, start my job at professionally. And man, we've been best buds ever since. So it's an honor to sit here in this seat of service. In the, well, seats, you said plural. Since there's two of us. One of the seats of service.
Are we going to do more counting?
Yeah, no.
You did so good during soundcheck.
My bad.
Well, it's good to have you back on
Absolutely.
The show.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me be here.
And Junior, this is, you are a new face mm-hmm. here tonight. So why don't you give us an introduction and... Where are you from? Who are you? Why are you here?
What are you doing, man?
It's a
man?
Gigantic question.
Give us a gigantic answer, briefly.
We got all the time.
So my name is Gerald, but my friends call me Junior. I am a lot of things. Addict, substance abuse counselor, father, husband, friend, million different things. Yeah, I love doing what I do. I think there's nothing better than helping other people out and seeing them, you know, kind of strive and overcome their obstacles, right? And that's why I do what I do.
Nice.
Oh, yes, where I'm from? Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Seaburg's in the house. Yes, put them on the map tonight.
Good old Chambersburg.
I'm bugging out right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can like, tell. It's that bang.
Now that this is happening, like...
Especially happening.
Being here in Atlanta with Junior, us being on this show, is just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It means a lot. It's special.
Yeah, the story behind it is crazy.
I can't wait to get into all that.
Yeah.
So, we've established you guys know each other from back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, how did you guys meet originally?
Jail. We've known the same people.
Well, Chambersburg isn't the biggest town. Mm-hmm. And then when you think about a town that's not so big and then you kind of like cut it to the minorities, all of mm-hmm. us know each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Junior and I didn't meet until we were in our 20s mm-hmm. in jail, but I knew almost all of his family. He knew my family.
Yeah.
Our generations before us knew each other a lot better than we did
mm-hmm.
when we met each other.
Mm-hmm.
So your whole families knew each other.
Whole family.
Yes. And you knew
I'm
each other's
even
families, just not each other.
Yeah. Just not each other at that
and
time.
And friends, all that.
Yeah, friends too.
How did y'all not meet?
You know what? I was just thinking about that before. I think I'm like a little, I'm older than Junior. I think that meant something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I think like a lot of your time was kind of like in a different, like you spent some time in Shippensburg too, in that area, right?
For a few years, for like
so Shippensburg's like a neighboring town?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like 10, 15 minutes away from Chambersburg.
Yeah.
So yeah, and all his friend group, like I knew some of them, but not maybe not the ones that were just, you know, connected to him as much. But
yeah,
you do know of everybody.
We know of, like I knew of him.
Yeah.
I knew his mom and stuff like that, so I knew her kids, you know what I mean? But I never hung out with them like that.
Yeah.
Until we got to jail.
Until we got to jail.
So y'all met in jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were there first, right? Like you were with Mac and Doug.
So yeah, so we got like a we got like a friend group.
That's so funny to call it a friend group.
Yes, it is. We got homies. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know why I'm trying to like talk like that. I don't even know if we have a friend group. I never say shit like that. But
prison pals.
We have mutual best friends, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened was Junior kind of has best friends that I didn't know as well, right? But I met his friends first, and we became very close. But Junior was in another county doing time.
Yeah.
And then when they call it like an overflow, like when they transfer people from counties to counties to like drop them off, he got dropped off in our jail, and then that's where our relationship started.
Mm-hmm.
And we was already kind of clicked.
Well,
together.
I was a co-defendant. I was back. And
oh, that's right. That's why I was
the last person they had to come get.
That's right.
They were there just had a little bit ahead.
But
of
you was in, but you was in the rotunda first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you came down. You came down with, because I remember seeing you on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And like I walked up and I was like you know, husky. Like back then, he was like a powerlifting type of dude. So he was like the biggest back in the in the jail. And he was like, "That's my boy, Junior." And he was like turned around, like, "What's up?" I was like, "Damn, what's up, Junior? How you doing, man? Nice to meet you." Yeah.
So you had already established like friendships with his friends.
Yeah.
So by the time.
Yeah.
I got nervous. He said big back. I'm like, I can't defend myself.
Husky.
So by the time he came to the same jail, it was
the connection
ice had already been broken.
The
for
connection
you.
Was it was already broken, and then like the two guys that we're talking about are not even from our town.
Mm-mm.
But we were from the town, so we were just like automatic. Oh yeah, you're da 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 da. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're
okay. And
yeah, so we knew a lot of the same people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We became instant
friends. Yeah.
We were crew instantly. So
yes,
when you're in
for sure,
when you're in those type of environments, it's almost like, you know, it's not like how well can we be friends? It's like, oh, you cool with them and you cool with me, and we're over here.
Yeah, yeah.
That okay. Type of thing. Yeah. I gosh, that's like whenever
that makes any sense.
Yeah. Whenever I'm over here, like on a different, similar but different. But when I'm on this side of town and someone knows. Where not only where Ackworth is, like where I'm from, and they, you know, have been to Ackworth, it's always like, oh, what's your Glade Road story?
Yeah. Yeah, something just like that, exactly.
And I was like, cool, I might never see you again, but I'll remember you for life.
Yeah.
Okay, and so did you guys, so obviously you guys continued a friendship after jail.
Yes, absolutely.
Was that the only time you guys were in jail together?
Well, so funny you asked.
Hmm.
That's my job.
So what happened was we became very good friends, and then we all kind of got out around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, because, you know, it was funny because we were talking about California sober over there. Like for me, for a lot of my life, like being sober is just smoking weed and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go see those dudes, like y'all dudes. Mm-hmm. But then when I'd slip up, I'd disappear from that crowd, because they were like, I really valued their friendship and respect for me. And then when I'd like relapse, well, relapse is a relapse, but when I would do hard drugs, I would not be around them purposely. So I'd disappear. And then that happened quickly after we got to know each other on the streets pretty well. And then I kind of went on the run. And then we all ended up back in jail together again. at the same
that's
time.
That's Chambersburg. That's that is how it operates.
It was so cool too. For me, it was cool because they were already there when I came in this time. So, and we were all in this work release program. So when I came in, I was like, oh, y'all here? What are y'all doing? Oh, man.
this is great. What y'all doing? So
the band was back together.
Yeah, and we got to hang out for a good while.
Yes, so you guys were in jail together, but you guys were never arrested together?
No.
No.
Oh, see, that's what I assumed, but from this little synopsis.
No, the other two gentlemen we're discussing, I was arrested with them.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, like I said, I kind of joined that friend group.
Yeah. I guess that's how you,
So you left your California sober friends.
They are my California sober friends. So if I'm just smoking and drinking, I can be around them. And like we would, you know, we'd get together, we play spades, we do that kind of stuff. But then when I would always take, and this happened repeatedly in our relationship, when I disappeared, sometimes for years. You know what I mean? Like, then I'd come back and I keep coming back to them. Like, you know, this is my, when I'm doing good, I'm with them.
Yeah.
Then I would never want to like infect them when I'm doing super crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So I purposely stay away.
You can get arrested even if you're California sober, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I'm still unmanageable even in that area. Even in those areas of my life, drinking and smoking, I don't do very well. If that's just the case too, you know what I mean? I do. My life becomes unmanageable, regardless. You know.
So how many years was that going on? You guys just crossing paths in jail, and
in jail, not.
Because you said repeatedly.
We were in jail twice, two times together, right? So, the first time when we were going to trial, we were all in jail together, me and the other two, and then when we got sentenced, like 2 years later,
right.
Then we were back in jail. We went back to jail, and then he came in after that. So that was the only two times we ever like did time together.
Right.
Okay.
But on the street, we hung out. Like
then things got. Then what happened was, it was almost like, so he became very good friends with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of, you know, it's a weird. It's not weird, but it's funny just to be saying this on a show about this because he became good friends with my cousin, and then like his life kind of started getting extra wild,
with
substances, right?
Yeah.
But even then, right, I would do this is exactly what I do. Like they would, like we would hang out again, even in that realm. Not all of us, but him and I and a couple of my other friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because we were doing like a little bit, you know, our lifestyle was becoming a little bit more unmanageable.
Yeah.
Right. So. But even then, I would like take it up another notch.
And he would,
I would see Junior like, this is my best friend. I'd be like, we'd come to the same place where all the shit was at, and I'd say, hey, Junior, what's up? And then I'd like disappear. I'd be like, see y'all later. And I'd like dip out, and that's how I was seeing him for a long time.
Yeah.
Besides, if he was at my house or something like that.
Yeah.
For a little while. I know this sounds crazy.
I'm really trying to find, like, how did y'all even become so close if you were just saying hello and goodbye?
Well, there was it's not 24/7 like that. Like, I mean, I guess our bond was made, like, while we're incarcerated.
Oh, 100%.
Sober.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Where we're trying to, like, have ideas and getting to know each other, trying to, like, you know, think about getting our lives straight and what that even looks like. You know what I mean? And we looked out for each other in those places too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like one of the big things I always say about Junior is when I first met him, I didn't have anything like God. I had no belief in a God or God or anything like that, right? So when we just started becoming like cool with each other, and I was giving him and another friend of ours like this whole gist on who I thought Jesus was. And it was something along the line, like, listen, he was with these dudes, okay? I read this story. Like, he was with these dudes. Everybody was, like, desperate for something. He stepped in with his boys and turned the party out and, like, had everybody believe in this new way. And he had people sweating him like that. He was hustling.
Can I have you rewrite the Bible?
Yeah.
That was his interpretation.
They got the Gen Z Bible. Can we get the David C. Bible?
So... That and so I had no idea, where his spirituality has been, you know, even then, like really strong, and where his belief system was at, and him and another guy. So I kind of like opened up a can of worms in this conversation. But it wasn't like We wasn't ever arguing about it. We was just talking.
Dude, it was midnight. We did it.
Yeah, it was real late.
Everybody else was asleep unless they was up listening to us because we were playing chess.
Yeah, yeah.
Like so
this was in jail.
Yeah,
you guys
on work release, yeah.
Up late.
Talking about Jesus.
We talked for till like 8 o'clock in the morning, I think. Play chess all the time.
It was crazy.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Yeah. We were just hanging out. And you know, and when you're in places like that, like if you want to get peace of mind or you really want to like chill with who you want to chill with, you kind of like change your night and day. So when everybody's sleeping, we get up and we like, and this is like a minimal secure, like a work release. So we're in cubicles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and nobody at that time, we was younger dudes. So if we were like gregarious or loud, not too many people bitched about it. They just, you know, they just did. And we wasn't mad disrespectful.
No, never, never.
But that night in particular, you know, before the night was over and I'm like spewing what I thought about God and everything like that and like, the conversation got really big.
Mm-hmm.
Him and another one of my friends, which I had no idea what his belief system was or anything, but what he was giving me back was like, what I thought was so special about it at the time was like, damn, I'm like really like insulting who this guy believes is God. And he's given me, and both of these guys are giving me nothing but love and understanding about it. Like, damn, like, you know, like I'm being like really,
he
could, I'm being
he
like
couldn't a, break us. He tried.
Yeah, I couldn't like I couldn't do nothing about it, right?
Yeah.
And then the night ended with a friend of mine saying, "Why don't you just try like praying for real, just a little bit? Like, why don't you try doing that?" And like you know, when you're incarcerated, there's not, you know, if you got time to do anything, you got time to do everything. You know what I mean? There. So I did it. I really gave it a true shot after the conversation because I just felt something that was so like it was like non-judgmental, it was like not coming back like I try to create like a debate scenario right and they were just giving me love back like so I never could like position myself to even defend myself at all. I just made the statement and the conversation carried on from there and I just was like really impressed with like what they believed and so I tried it. And that just kicked off, like, I don't know, this show's not even long enough for the things that, like, blatantly was happening after, like, one sincere prayer. Mm. Like, and that's, I mean, it's a big story, but
that's how it works.
It was amazing.
And so was this kind of, like, the start of y'all's recovery journey? Or was this?
No.
No.
No. All right.
No. Because even though my belief system, this is the thing about that. Even though, for me personally, even though my belief system was becoming something, I started, like, believing in something other than me and what was going on around me. I didn't have no kind of tools. I didn't have any kind of, like, I don't know what this means. And I barely can, like, really, to be honest with you, I can read, right? But I can't really read to comprehend. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I'm reading the words, mm-hmm. I can pronounce them, and then I'll turn the page, and I was like, And, like, you know, back then, like, you know, the King James Version of the Bible was the only one, and, like, I can't, hard for me to read Dick and Jane, and I'm in a whole old English. I don't know what I'm reading, really. You know, I just had this belief. So I didn't have, at that time, and for the longest time after that, I didn't take advantage of the tools that I believe God put in front of me to like help me receive it.
So that was kind of like the seed was planted.
Yes,
but it,
exactly
it didn't start yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about,
Sarah. And the Bible said, you know, one's gonna water, one's gonna plant.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of how.
So when did the recovery start? Like, who got sober first? Did you guys do it together? Like, what did that look like?
We didn't do it together.
No. It wasn't a team effort at all.
No. No.
That'd have been cute, though.
Yeah,
because we were both in, what, state prison.
Let's go be clean.
They'll make a Hallmark movie.
But see, but institutions, even though we did two, like, jail bits together, institutions followed the both of us for
after
years
that.
After that.
We still were going
and to state prisons. Yeah. But when you talk about state prisons, it's very rare if him and I are going to go to the same place. So we were doing a lot of time incarcerated, but in different places.
So
even the fact that you guys were together twice is, like,
It was powerful. It was very powerful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. that him, Mac, Doug, him, and three of my most like my best friends for a long time. Yeah. Ever since those days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it all started there.
We've always been tight. Yep, yeah. It all started there. Because in there, you know, we all had each other's back. We had some people that would try to sneak their way in, but we wouldn't allow it. We were, you know,
we kept it between, you know, we kept it real with us.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? So for sure.
And it was very special for me because, you know, at that time, like I said, they were already had this really established brotherhood, and I kind of like was kind of a loner in a way. I mean, a lot of people knew me. I had friends, but I like nothing that clicked with me to like get very close to, as I can call like this is my tribe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that did a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. And how long have each of you guys been sober?
This is my 14th year of sobriety.
Yeah, I'm right there with him.
Yeah.
Okay, because you guys have the unique experience of you guys were out there together, you guys were incarcerated together, now y'all are both sober, and you're both counselors.
I'm saying exactly.
So how how did you guys go copy-paste?
My answer to that is, that night we had that conversation is where it all kind of, it was supposed to happen.
Mm.
All of it was supposed to happen.
It kind of led up, it was almost like, when I look back at that time of my life, it's like it's like the perfect pieces of puzzles fitting together to like really sit us right here, right here now.
Right here, yep.
It just works. It just fits so right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And but as far as actually gaining the occupation and going back to going back to school and like having a career path, I don't think we
kind of did that separately.
Yeah, that was all separate.
Until we figured out we were doing it.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you're doing that too? Oh,
yeah,
me too.
Until we figured out, we didn't know we were, you know,
yeah,
at all. Until we just, I came up with a conversation, I guess. Mm-hmm. One of us said it.
I think it was like a mutual friend of ours, like, oh, Junior's going to school too. I was like, what's he going to school for? He's like, are you in college right now? You're at university? Yeah. So I was like, yeah, me too. You know, Vanessa just got me in there, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. You know, it was,
that
was
just wasn't planned out either.
I don't know. I don't have no idea. It wasn't like, we sat down, you know, in recovery and said, you know what, Junior, we got to start giving back, okay? Let's go get us an education together. We didn't do it. It was none of that. It was a total separate deal.
Yeah.
You know what
it
I mean? But what was funny is that as soon as we realized that, because he graduated a little earlier than I did, so once I got my degree, I'm like, and I was already moved to Atlanta then, right? I was like, yo, I mean, we was talking all the time back and forth then. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, we need to do something like online. We like created Facebook pages. Like, we're not like Chad, the producer back here, who's an IT savage back there doing this thing. Okay?
Yeah, he knows how to play.
He knows how to do his, he can share, then I can share off of him just like that.
We created a page.
Right.
We just created a page, and that was as far as him and I. That was like, as far as we knew
name.
What to do.
Like, we were like, name. What's the name? We gotta make a name, man. We're both counselors. Like, it kind of dawned upon us that we had to do something together, and we didn't try very well to accomplish it. But we made a Facebook page.
We did. What did you
and name? A YouTube channel, I think.
Crooks to Books.
That makes it sound like y'all are CPAs now. We can do your taxes.
But the idea.
But probably won't allow us to do taxes.
But the idea of it, honestly, and that's not something that I did away with. Like, it's still somewhere there, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what absolutely. We really wanted to do was really create like a practice of somehow that's focused on fathers and reuniting with their children after incarceration. You know, we had like, you know, some experience in those realms a lot. So we thought we could really be helpful, especially with some degrees. I was like, we can step into these places. We can step into there and really make a difference. It's just, we were so far away from each other at that time.
Yeah.
So, and I had no idea how to really like navigate, like telehealth was, it was way before COVID.
There was, yeah,
so
it was, yeah,
telehealth
yeah.
wasn't even thought of in my head, at least at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm still thinking about it. Like,
well, you know, I think it'll happen. Yeah. I think it'll happen, and specifically for that population.
Because you do a lot more telehealth than I do, but I still do it, so I, I know how to navigate that. It's just, I guess, you know, just creating an audience for
That's all it is.
Doing something like that. It would have to be online, probably, or something like that.
Okay, and would you guys be doing it from, like, you would be here and you'd stay in Pennsylvania?
Something like that.
That would be the plan, yeah.
Okay.
I see it more like just as a combined effort to, like, have, like, a combined effort to do from his area and my area, try to make an impact for fathers that are coming out of jail, transitioning out of jail, reuniting with their family, and just